Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The house that is to be builded for the Lord must be exceeding magnifical. Now that's another way of saying what? Really nice. Right? It's got to be tops. It's got to be the best of the best. It's got to be glorious. Right? He said, exceeding magnifical, magnificent and exceeding magnifical, of fame and glory throughout all countries. People are supposed to hear about it hundreds of miles away and thousands of miles away and go, boy, have you seen the Lord's house? And they said, no. Oh, you got to go see it. You got to go see it. Why? It's amazing. It's all gold and jewels. How much did it cost to build it? Ain't no telling. Whose idea is this now? To spend this kind of money. Whose idea was it? It was God's idea. Because if you back up, if you were here, you know we talked about it. David said that he had the pattern. He had the blueprint for the house, and he told us how he got it. He got it because the hand of the Lord came on him. Same thing that happened with Moses when Moses got the plan for the tabernacle. I mean, God took him up in the mount and he gave him revelation. And the Bible said that, you know, if you look in Hebrews, it says that God gave to Moses the very pattern and blueprint of things out of heaven. And it was very expensive to build. Extremely expensive. Well, now, if God would rather save all the money for something else, like some people say and imply, then he wouldn't have done that. You could have built it out of something else besides gold and saved a lot of money. Right? And you could have fed people with that money. Right? You could have financed, you know, ministries and outreaches with that money. Didn't God know that? Now, y'all with me, right? Because people get criticized. We've been criticized. We don't tell you everything that goes on, you know. But we've been criticized numerous times. People say, well, you know, what are y'all talking about all that money, you know, for this and that? And you spent, you know, one fellow wrote in and said, you know, what do you need a supercharged organ for? Well, why do you need this and why do you need that? You ought to give it to the poor. Well, they don't know what we've done and what we haven't done. But I understand that's judging, right? But if I've heard it once, I've heard it 100 times. People think, well, you don't have to have that. It don't have to be that nice. Yeah, it does. I said, yes, it does. Well, yeah, but you could use that money. You know, what they're saying is your priorities are not right. You're messed up. You're not being led. It's a lot of judging going on there, right? You're squandering and wasting the Lord's money. You're being a poor steward of the resources. That could have been used to feed the poor. That could have been used to finance outreach. You know, that sounds exactly like somebody else I read about in the New Testament. Have you ever heard anybody else talk that way? Yes. Who was it?
Judas.
Judas Iscariot. Well, that's bad company to be in, isn't it? What did he say? This woman comes. Takes probably at least $15,000 with a very precious substance and just dumps it on Jesus' feet. Bloop. Not something he can wear for a year or years. Not something he can use. I mean, this is only good for a few hours. Smell real good. And then it's gone. What? $15,000 for a little smell good for a little while. And boy, Judas thought that. He said, what a waste. The other disciples joined in with him. What a waste. What a waste. This could have been sold and given to the poor. But the Bible says Judas said that not because he cared for the poor. He was lying. He was a hypocrite. Said he said it because he was a thief. And he took care of the bag. And so if the money would have went in there, he could have had access to it. And you watch out. These other people that's always judging other folks. Oh, that's too much. You could have given to the poor. You could have given to missions. They are hypocrites. They are not doing what they're saying others should do. Did you hear me? The Bible says it in more than one place. It says it in Romans 2. It says it over in James 4. If you judge, you are guilty of the same thing. And you watch it. People's always hollering about what somebody else ought to do. How many realize you got a full-time job keeping up with yourself? Amen. Seeing that you're a good steward. That you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. And that's the definition of a busybody. You know, Thessalonians talks about that. What is a busybody? If you look it up, it literally means somebody who is busy all around with other folks' stuff. And what's happening while you're doing that? You're not taking care of your own. And if you are a judge, you are not a doer. What did Jesus say about that? According to some people, if Jesus is how they think he is, he'd have said, "Woman, woman, haven't I taught y'all better than this? You don't waste money like this on preachers." I've taught. No. What did he say? He said, "Y'all leave her alone. Be quiet. You leave her alone. She has done a good thing." Amen. Well, now whose idea was it to spend all this money on the house of the Lord? God's idea. We must remember this. I said, we must remember it. What kind of God do we have? So we're still answering this question. Is his will prosperity or is it sometimes poverty? What is his will? What kind of God is he? Well, you can tell a lot about somebody by where they live. Huh? Let's go look about how heaven is just a minute. Go to the book of Revelation. Just hold your place here. Let's remind ourselves about where God is, how he lives. Revelation 22. Revelation. No, I told you wrong again. 21. Revelation 21. In verse 10. John said he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain, and he showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Now who made this and is making this? We'll bring this to pass. Verse 11 says, having the glory of God. Everybody say glory. Glory. Now you'll see this terminology. You'll see it either outright stated or implied. Numerous, in the Old Testament, the law. You'll see it in the prophets. You'll see it in the New Testament. The glory of the house of God. The glory of his house. It said, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious. Precious is sometimes translated costly, expensive, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Now he goes on, describes it. He said it had a wall great and high and 12 gates. He goes on to talk about the names of the 12 apostles were engraved in them. He measures it in 15 and 16, and he tells how big it is. And in verse 11, he describes the construction of it. He said the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was what? The primary building material in the whole city is what? Gold. That's kind of flashy, ain't it? Huh? I've seen some people get upset because they saw somebody had a gold ring on or a gold watch. Well, you see, Jesus represented in here in this very book with a great big gold band. And the Lord builds the whole city out of gold. Whew. Purer than any gold we've seen. It's so pure it's like clear glass. Absolutely no impurities. The foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. Wow. Now that's flashy. You see a little rock on somebody's finger sometime. But how about boulder size? Precious gems that you build foundations out of. Jasper, sapphire, chalcedony, emeralds. I guess emeralds the size of trucks. I don't know. Sardonyx, sardius, chrysolite, beryl, topaz, chrysophrasus, jacinth, amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. I reckon God likes jewelry. Huh? I reckon He likes great big honking stones. He likes pearls. Well, after all, who made them in the earth? Whose are they? Whew. Help me, Lord. You know, it's sad how so much of the church world has been completely reprogrammed by the devil into thinking that all this stuff is bad. I've had ministers that I tried to give an expensive watch to, and they wouldn't take it. I've had people I've tried to give, you know, valuable things to. No, why? No, I don't want that. Why? Why wouldn't you want it? Well, it's flashy. That's just too gaudy. For who? For God? I don't think so.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Glory of God's House, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R618. That's R618, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.